Hey, welcome in to Hy-Vee Market Grill as we preview another Missouri Valley Conference tournament. It is Hoops in the Heartland coming up this week, and we welcome you in here along Veterans Parkway at Hy-Vee and the Market Grill, where the wings are going strong on Monday night and all sorts of the other great food that they have here. It's the Barb Smith Show as we preview Illinois State women's basketball. Review a little bit, too, because the regular season is done. The coach is with us. Nick McClintock is our on-site engineer. Blake Haas is in studio. And it's good to have you along this evening. A cast of thousands here ready to bring you a little Redbird basketball talk here this evening. And of course, Barb Smith Show is sponsored by Country Financial Representatives Steve Peterson and Melissa Eisenberg, and by Miller Lite. Hoops in the Heartland is coming up this weekend. Hard to believe it's that time. I look at the calendar and I said, now wait just a second, coach. This is not March. This is not the end of the season. This is not the conference tournament. Where'd the time go?
It flies, and we try to tell every player when they come in as a freshman, don't blink, because pretty soon you're a senior, and then your days are limited, and that's exactly where we are.
Isn't that, I mean, that's really good, because we kind of forget back in November, and, you know, even sooner when you're trying to get your workout started, you're thinking about how it's a long grind, and I have a lot of plays, and I have a lot of baskets, and we have, frankly, a lot of games, and then boom. Just like that, here we are talking about the conference tournament. You got to cherish this while you have the opportunity, don't you?
Well, and not every league has every team in their conference tournament. So we're blessed to have a conference that takes all 10, and everybody gets to experience that environment of a tournament. And this is a great environment. iWireless does a great job. It's a fun atmosphere. If you can get out there for all the games, I just think it's a great venue to bring your family and watch basketball.
The passes, by the way, the all-tournament passes are only $40. I should probably mention that right now while we have the chance, although we're going to talk a little bit more about the tournament when time comes. But, you know, while we're thinking about it, I'll have to open that a little bit later, it looks like. But I know the tournament passes are $40. Also, we're going to have a Redbird rally coming up on Thursday. That'll be after our first round game, but it'll be after the awards, because I guess it's done a little differently than how the men did it this past week. I guess a lot of the awards are in between those two first round games.
Right. We have the first game on Thursday, and then the second game will be after the award ceremony. And then there's also a post game reception where our fans are gathering. So there's a lot going on after our game. So we're excited about that.
Now I finally have that link up now. I thought I had it originally, but that's going to be at Van's Pizza, Pub, and Grill on Thursday night. The rally will start at about 6:45. Where is Van's Pizza, Pub, and Grill? Never heard of that before. It used to be Bricks, and it's right next to iWireless Center. I mean, it's just down the street on River Drive. Actually 425 15th Street, but you can walk there practically from iWireless Center if you wish. Go to goredbirds.com. There is a link there on the front page to the story, and you can register for the event and fill out an online form, and I believe the deadline to do that is tomorrow from what they're telling us. So go do that. Come on and meet us. I was just talking to some of our Redbird fans, including some from our office. They said that was a pretty cool time last year. I guess they did this up big. I didn't get to experience it, but it sounded like a fun time.
We did it before last year's game, and we had a couple coaches go over and kind of give a chalk talk, and the place was packed, and a lot of fans came out last year. It was so much fun to see all those red faces and, you know, red, you know, gear and everything. It was like a red section. It was awesome.
Something about the conference tournament that gets kind of people fired up. It's almost like, I won't say maybe a new beginning, although it is, but it's also kind of a celebration of the season. It's kind of almost like, well, you know, this is what we've been gearing for. This is kind of the hard work of the previous, 30-whatever games. Going now into this is really the white knuckle time.
And really, I mean, it is new life for a team like us. We've struggled this year. We've had a lot of injury. We're very young. And we've continued to try to put pieces together. And we've grown, but we haven't had five people playing 40 minutes together at a clip yet. And when the tournament comes, you know, seeding is seeding. But then after that, it's 0-0. Everybody's 0-0, and it's wide open.
and you will play Indiana State. We're going to talk more about them coming up in the second half hour here from Hy-Vee Market Grill. But I want to talk a little bit about the end of the regular season. You know, I'm sitting there. It was killing me that I couldn't be there. But I'm watching this, and I'm going, wow, look at the scoring in this game. It had such a great offensive start, your best offensive quarter of the season. And then, you know, it sounds like you cooled off maybe a little bit and Bradley didn't. What was the story on Saturday?
Well, we really started well that game. We started well offensively and defensively. And we were moving the ball. We were sharing the ball. We hit great shots. And so the scoring was coming, and so our defense was also pretty good. And later in the game, I felt like maybe we fouled too much, so they got to the free throw line, and it slowed the game way down. So it slowed down our momentum. And it became a slower game and a lot of free throws, and they were not our free throws. They were the other team. So... you know, we fouled too much, basically. We put them to the line too much. That was really the difference of the game. And then we had too many turnovers as well. Those two things right there. And we only lost by 11 playing that way in the second half.
Yeah, it sounded like, and that might have even seemed to me to be just a little deceptive just because of the free throws at the end of the game, but it really sounded like a good game. Obviously, Bradley's playing better from what, you know, coming into that game. It's funny how we're getting the teams that are starting to come back up, and they are already on their way back up by the time they get to us, and Bradley was another great example of that.
Yeah, I think Bradley, I think they were one of the most improved teams this year. The first time we played them, of course, it was the entire season, a conference play. We've had them first and last.
From New Year's Day to the first weekend of March, I know.
Yes, for us, they were the most improved team, but they've had the whole time to get there. But I thought they were very balanced, and I thought they, you know, they were down the first half, and they just kept playing and really... you know, went to the free throw line with confidence and hit those shots, and they needed that game and wanted that game and got that game.
But you guys have shown some improvement over the last couple of weeks as well, and you're getting really good minutes out of some people. And you and I chatted just before we turned on the microphones and the loudspeakers here at Hy-Vee Market Grill. You're getting really good minutes out of some people, for instance, like Hannah Green. Boy, that is that nice to see. You're starting to see, had it not been for some injuries and some other things and some setbacks for her, wow, just think what if she'd had a full season. Because it really sounds like she's gotten back finally to almost 100%.
Yeah, I just feel like in the last two games, she's coming back. So she's found her way. And I don't know, you know, concussions and knees and all the trouble that she's had. I feel like she's getting more full as we go. Mm-hmm. And she's lost a ton of reps. She's lost a lot of conditioning just by being out. But I feel like she's coming back. Varaya, who's on the show later tonight, I think is another player who had a lot of injury and was out a long time. So, again, missed a lot of reps and missed a lot of conditioning. And I feel like she's stronger than she's been all year. So those two in particular, as two of our top players, you know, getting those two back and getting those two healthy matters for our team.
We need to take a break, and we have plenty more to talk about. We want to talk a little bit about how the Redbirds are coming into postseason play, the end of the season, which is not over. We're in conference play now with the tournament. Hoops in the Heartland at iWireless Center in Moline. We are presented by Country Financial Representative Steve Peterson and Melissa Eisenberg, and by Miller Lite. We're at Hy-Vee Market Grill. Come on out and join us. We're here until 7 o'clock. Farm Smith Show on the WJBC Country Financial Illinois State Radio Network. Welcome back, Market Grill, Hy-Vee. It is the Barb Smith Show, WJBC, WJBC.com. And we are presented by Country Financial Representative Steve Peterson, Melissa Eisenberg, and by Miller Lite. By the way, sign up. Where's our sign-up box? Todd and the gang, you say raise your hand. Sign up because, he's right up here. Well, he made it easy. So he's up here, and is the sign-up box by you, or is your sign-up box? The sign-up box is on the next table for those that are here. And those who are on the radio driving up and down Veterans Parkway that cannot see my index finger pointed at it, it is in the middle table, easily identified with a big sign, big white box. And the reason why I'm pointing this out emphatically and vigorously is because we have some really cool giveaways. We have, let's see, two VIP passes, and that includes parking, right? That's our grand prize. And then we have six all-session tickets as well. So we've got three passes for two. So, okay, got it. So there we go. And then the grand prize is going to be a pair of VIP passes, which includes your parking and everything. So That's for all the tournament. And by the way, if you do not win one of those, the passes are only $40. It's all tournament pass that you can get for $40. Obviously, the session prices as well. But, I mean, the tournament goes Thursday with two games. The quarterfinals are Friday, semifinals Saturday, championship on Sunday. And let's hope we're playing four games at High Wireless Center, because that's a – what sort of things have they been doing? Because this is going to be the first – it's the second year for the Valley to be there, but it's going to be my first time, even though I've been at High Wireless Center a lot. But it's been when they've had the ice uncovered. So when they've had the basketball floor down, I haven't really been there for this event. So what sort of things are they doing for you? It sounds like you guys are just eating this up.
Well, they do a great job over there. The whole Chamber of Commerce, everybody gets involved in this tournament. And there will be some youth groups. There might be some other teams there. We have some alumni. We have Megan McCracken, who's coaching locally there. She's bringing her team, I know for sure. But there will be some people over there just in conjunction with the tournament, and there's great games going on all day in a great venue. You've been in there. They just set it up so nice, and everybody, it's clean, it's family friendly, it's fan friendly, and they just do a great job.
We chatted with Joe from the CBB in the Quad Cities a few games ago when he was at Redbird Arena, and he's got me all excited about it. I know they have a website, but if you just search engine Hoops in the Heartland or the Missouri Valley Conference Women's Tournament, you'll find a lot of information. They have a separate website that I know, but you can get to it also through the Valley website and their Championship Central. And the Valley website, if you just go to mvc.org, that'll get you to the right location.
But, and the location is great because it's right it's right near all of the food places and shops in our hotel.
That's right. I mean, we're going to be able to park the bus and leave it there.
Yeah, that's pretty much. We can walk to the games.
Everything's right there. The John Deere Pavilion is right across the street from High Wireless Center, and that's a cool area. They have some big-time pizza down there, too, in addition to Vans, but we want you to be at Vans first for our big Redbird Rally on Thursday night after our first-round game coming up. But more on the tournament here in a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about how the Redbird season has finished out. Now, obviously, there are some of those that you really wanted to get back and put into the left side column and really came close on a lot of these contests, playing well in doing so, just couldn't quite find the right combinations overall in the end there. But I'm just kind of getting the assessment right now before we go into the conference tournament about the goals that you set for yourself at the beginning of the season and how you did against that. Or is there something tangible that you write down before the beginning of the season?
Well, I feel like I feel like we had just such a great start this year. I was really excited about this team. I thought we had a great start. I thought our players were all on page. And then I feel like I called it a grenade when it hit, but it just hit at the Yale game. And I feel like we're just now recovering from all the lost time with a lot of our top kids. And our younger people got a lot of reps. We learned every single game, every single possession. And we did get better in some areas. And I feel like we're playing better now than we had at the beginning of the season. But we've got to be able to finish games. We've got to be able to start and finish well. And we have yet to do a real 40-minute half with everybody back.
It strikes me, too, and it just actually just kind of hit me now, although I know it's been in the back of my mind all season long. You talked about a grenade that hit. With a young team, there's a lot of shrapnel with that grenade. You know, you might have been able to contain the shrapnel with an older team, but you were talking about a young team where the majority of this team was getting its feet wet learning Division I basketball, and when that grenade hit, the shrapnel was everywhere.
Well, I think all of the leadership they were the ones injured. So the freshmen are trying to find their way, and the leadership is gone. And so there was a lot of just deer in headlight moments, and but then you might see a light bulb come on in one area for a player. And there was a lot of that growing and learning and you know, getting knocked back down and growing and learning, getting knocked back down. And it will be better in the future because of this year, but this was a tough year for a very young team.
And we said it way back when, in November, December, how the freshmen growing up, they got minutes that they weren't going to get, maybe, or not quite that many, because of that. So, again, there's a silver lining to every cloud.
That's right. I think, you know, some of the front. I think Megan McCracken is playing better than she was when she started. I think she went through a dip there, and she's coming back.
Megan Talbot.
Did I say McCracken?
You said
yeah.
McCracken.
Talbot,
you had Megan McCracken on the mind. She's going to be there, but I don't think she has eligibility.
Yeah, Megan. That's a shout-out to Megan McCracken. Megan Talbot playing some good basketball right now. I thought the last game against Bradley, she had a tough assignment, and she weathered the storm there and played very well. I think Hannah Green, obviously, as a newcomer, we kind of count her as a freshman because she is a newcomer, so she's coming back. I think those two in particular. I think Franny has had a really up-and-down year. She was one of the players that had a concussion, so she missed a lot before that time. I thought she was really, really growing and moving quickly, and then she has her setback, and now she's starting to come back. I thought she had a great practice today. So it's just a matter of time, and if we could start the season right now, I think we would be much better. But yeah. Obviously it's the season and the timing is not in my control or our control as a team and a program. We just have to keep fighting.
Well, and I don't want to make it sound like it's a sort of excuse, and I know you're not treating it that way either, but it's interesting how you have to fight through some things that every season has its own little twists and turns. That just happened to be this season's twists and turns, but you guys came through okay.
And every team has those. You know, every team has certain players who are out and more out for extended time than others. It just happens this year that it was most of our top group, and that was the struggle for a young team to happen so early.
So are there any pleasant surprises maybe out of this season? I think we've talked about a few of them already on the peripheral. But what do you think are some pleasant?
Yeah, I think our freshmen. I think some of our freshmen are a surprise. I think Hannah Green is going to be really good. She's going to stick with this program, and this she's going to have this whole summer to continue training. I think she's going to be very good next year. I think Variah Livingston is going to have a healthy summer and a healthy year. I think Katrina Beck had major minutes this year in point guard, which is not her position, and she's had to learn and grow in that position, and she's gotten a lot better at what she's doing and has never played point guard. So those kinds of things are going to help us as we continue to bring new players in.
In a year in which we've had so many new players, I know that you have a set offense and you've gone almost exclusively in the man-to-man defense, added some pressure, but are there any wrinkles that you add in a season like this, or are you pretty much either forced to stay with the way your basic sets are, or maybe just by choice you just go within your system and try to refine that?
Ironically, that has been our toughest decision this year, because normally you would get a bunch of reps in your main defense and main offense, and then you would go on to changing things. But for us, we missed all that developing time with a lot of our players, and so we have had to decide, do we stick with just, we got to teach our defense because it's going to be in longevity, it's going to be our main defense, or do we start getting a little bit scrappier and just try to, you know, mix things up? And so that has been a tough decision for us, and we've kind of taken it game by game, and we have thrown some other things in to try to help the situation.
Now, I wouldn't ask you about the tournament, but is this the time that you throw anything else in, or do you just, what's in is in?
Well, I think for a lot of teams, what's in is in at this time of year, but then for some other teams, there'll be a lot of different things. And I expect Indiana State to play very good defense because that's who they are. And I expect them to go at the people that they've gone to offensively. I expect that to be the same for them. For us, you know, I'm still, there has been no consistency for us.
Yes.
So it's we want certain players to be able to give what they give every single game, every single day. And that always hasn't happened for us. So we're still waiting for that consistency to happen.
This is a good time as any.
Yeah, it should happen now or it won't happen. So,
so
hopefully it'll happen this weekend.
A fresh start. We're going to talk more about the tournament in a little bit. We're going to take our next break here. But before we do, V's coming in. They call her V. I don't know. Or Viria. Or Viria. Or whatever. It's kind of funny how it's not a common name, and so it's kind of funny, especially at the restaurants, when we hear the poor waiters try to figure out whose food order this happens to be. But Variah Livingston has been such a workhorse, and I mean, she leads your team in rebounding. She doesn't lead your team in size, but she leads your team in rebounding, which tells me that she's one of the team leaders in heart.
We go as V goes. That's the saying on the team right now. We go as V goes. And V is a gamer. I mean, she is an exceptionally smart, great defensive player. She's kind of become one of our leaders. And having her been out so long this year, that's actually hurt our team not to have her around. But she has come back, and she's come back strong. She's the front of our defensive attack every game, and just does a great job. And I want her to shoot more because she can shoot, but she isn't always a shoot-first player. But she can score. She can get to the rim. She can shoot the three. She's very smart. She's one of our best passers also. And definitely at 5'6", she is our leading rebounder and one of the leading rebounders offensively in the conference.
You mentioned, too, that she has the heart, we go as we goes, but she had to come back from an injury, too. And when she first got hurt, I'm thinking, oh, boy. And I know you did, too, and I know many others did, too. And here she is back on the floor like crazy soon, and that tells me a lot about her as well.
She's just one of our toughest players, there's no question. And, you know, she's fun to watch. She's fun to watch D up somebody, especially with the ball. They don't want it when she's got them. You know, they usually give it up. So, and I don't know if you noticed as people watch games or whatever, but we have to sometimes switch her from people, you know, person to person on the other team to slap somebody. V gets put on the best player most of the time, or the ball, because she's that effective.
Well, we're going to chat with her in a little bit. I know she just got her food, but you have a few minutes, so we'll go ahead through the commercial break, and she can go ahead and catch up on some of the great chow out here at Hy-Vee Market Grill. Go sign up for some all-session tickets and two VIP passes. We have the blanks up there. We even have something to write on those blanks with next to the box, and we'll be awarding those here toward the end of the show. We are presented by Country Financial Representative Steve Peterson and Melissa Eisenberg, and by Miller Lite. We're at Hy-Vee Market Grill. Stay with us. We're going to bring in Variah Livingston next. It's the Barb Smith Show at Hy-Vee Market Grill on the WJBC Country Financial, Illinois State Radio Network.
Live and local from the Nordine Remodeling and Roofing and NordineRemodeling.com studios, this is the voice of Central Illinois, WJBC and WJBC.com.
Welcome back here to Hy-Vee Market Grill. It's Barb Smith Show on WJBC, WJBC.com, Illinois State Women's Basketball. Getting ready for Hoops in the Heartland. That is the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. That's coming up this week at iWireless Center in Moline. Easy peasy drive just up 74, and then just get off at iWireless Center, basically. If you exit 74, I mean, take your GPS or your Google Maps or your Bing Maps or MapQuest or whatever service that you use, trust me, you're only a few blocks off the interstate to get to downtown Moline, and you'll find it, and everything's just right there, as Coach and I were mentioning just a little bit ago. Well, next up here on the big show here at here WJBC and WJBC.com and the Country Financial Illinois State Radio Network is a young lady who not only led the team in rebounding this year, she led the team in rebounding last season. She is averaging right now about 5.7 rebounds per game, which is pretty close to her entire career numbers, not just last year in college, but even through high school, where she was a three-time state champion at Hopkins High School. She was the offensive and defensive player of the year when she was a freshman, I believe. And right now, she, again, the leading rebounder for the Redbirds, and we'll talk more about her in a little bit. But I want you to get up right now for out of Minnetonka, Minnesota, for 5'8 sophomore, Variah Livingston. Let's hear it. Welcome, V. Glad to have you. I had to twist your arm to put on the microphone, I know, but it's all good. It's all good. All right, tell me a little bit about, as of late especially, it looks like you're feeling a lot better on the floor, especially over the last few games. Are you?
I am. You know, I struggled a little bit in the season with injuries, and I try not to let that affect my confidence and just try to work hard to get back, because I know my team needed me. So I'm going to see how the tournament goes, and hopefully it goes the way we want to.
Well, this is a new start. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I know that sounds almost cliche. It's pretty trite, but hey, facts are facts. You get to start from scratch. You're on the same footing as everybody, all the other nine teams at the Valley right now. Is that how you guys are approaching this?
I mean, I hope so. That's how I'm approaching it, at least, you know. It's just a new season, so everyone needs to have that mindset and just have the confidence we need to know that, you know, we can win games. It's a new season.
You have played Indiana State tough out in Terre Haute. You had him on senior day, and it was one of those cases. Was coach on the money? I thought it was kind of the same thing. You guys wanted to do so well for Brichelle and Taylor, our two seniors. It sounds like it kind of looked like maybe you guys pressed just a little bit. Was that the case, or am I misreading?
You know, we just got to stop their post presence. Bivens showed up both of those games, and, you know, I think this game we can shut her down. And, you know, I've had the experience where it's hard to beat a team three times. So hopefully we can get the win in this third game.
You, as we just mentioned in the introduction, are the leading rebounder in the team, 5.7 rebounds per game at your height, and you led the team last year as well. What gives you that kind of presence? I mean, what makes you that good on the rebounds?
I guess I just have a tough mentality, and, you know, I see our bigs, you know, if they're not going to do it, then we need somebody to do it. So, you know, I just always crash the boards hard and try to help my team out because, you know, we're not that big inside. So I just feel like I'm the extra person that can help them on the boards.
But it's more than just crashing. You have to have a little bit of an instinct. Am I right?
Yeah. I think I just have good time, you know. I'm just in the right position at the right time. So.
But you have to create that. So, I mean, you find yourself, I mean, that's not luck. I mean, let's admit it. I mean, you have kind of a nose for the basketball a little bit. I mean, that's just, where does that come from? Or do you even have any idea?
I don't.
Crash boards.
It's just natural.
You just kind of know which way that ball's coming off the rim.
Yeah.
Is that what you look at? See which way that ball's coming
and
off
the rim?
And I
also think it's who's guarding me, too. Kind of getting to know them well. Because if they're not going to crash the boards, and I'm going to go get it, you know. And if I'm defending a tough player, or they're defending me, then I'm still going to try to find a way. So I think it's also just knowing player personnel.
Well, we were talking about this actually in the newsroom a little bit today. Yes, we do have basketball discussions occasionally in the newsroom, even on busy news days. But we were discussing, it was actually Mark Strauss, the newest member, but longtime Central Illinois media member, that said offensive rebounding is a new form of playing defense. And you are a good defender, and maybe, does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I guess it is, you know. Same mentality I have on defense is I'm going to stop you from scoring. And then on offense, I'm going to stop you from getting the board. So I want to get it. So I think it does kind of correlate together. So that actually is a good strategy or idea, I guess.
I've never heard of that before, but Mark knows what he's doing. He's been in sports for a long time. So I thought, all right, that sounds pretty good. Now, coach says you can score. Obviously, we know you can score. We've seen you score as well. But it looks like, you know, you're not – necessarily considering that as your primary role, but coach says you can go ahead and let one fly a little bit every so often. I mean, you were the offensive player of the year in high school. Was that your freshman year? I assume it had to be.
Yeah.
So what's your shot? I mean, we've seen you take it hard to the basket. Do you have a little pull up? Can you shoot the three at all?
I mean, I can shoot three. I guess I can just gain more confidence with the three. You know, I really like to attack the basket. That's probably one of my strongest on offense, but you know, I think I focus a lot on trying to shut the top player down on defense, whereas on offense I try to, you know, dish it off to my teammates, you know, take the open drive and kick it open for the open shot. So I think my mentality is just more focused on defense, but also trying to create for my teammates on offense. But I do think I can be more confident in scoring myself, and that'll actually help my teammate out a lot.
It sounds a little bit like you understand what coach has been trying to preach, and so many coaches do, in that the game starts on the defensive end. And that seems to be something you understand. Is that a fair statement?
It is. And I wish all my teammates would understand that too. You know, because if all five of us can play defense, then we're tough, you know? So I think we just got to get that going instead of having just, you know, two to three players on defense. And once we just have everybody together, we'll do good.
Well, you just keep setting the example. That's what matters right now. The injuries hit the team, including yourself. And I wanted to talk, and I mentioned with Coach about you had to battle back. And I'll tell you, when you got hurt, I can remember it as clear as yesterday, you sitting over there with your shoe off, and Kathleen Buckingham, our outstanding athletic trainer, working on you over there at the bench, and I remember looking across the way and saying, oh boy, this is a person that we need on the floor, and I don't think we're going to see her again on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of, you had to use some sort of mentality to get back at it.
Man, I actually thought I was going to be out for a while. I've never experienced that much pain, well, besides my ACL, but in that moment, like, it felt worse than that. So I was shook, and I didn't know what to do. And, you know, Kathleen brought the crutches out, and I was like, I'm not trying to be crutching around campus. Like, what am I going to do? And so, you know, she told me I had to isolate and take my medicine. So when we got back to the hotel, I had it propped up, and I was icing. And then the next morning, I woke up, and I just stood on 2 feet, and I was like, Franny, I don't need crutches anymore. And I mean, Kathleen was a little upset because I didn't let her know. But, you know, I just wanted to get back. So, you know, I was just trying my best to not use those crutches and just be a tough player.
And by the end of the trip, just 2 days later, you weren't using those crutches.
Right.
And I'm looking over at, you know, the seatmate behind me, the Chelsea, who's our my road partner on the broadcast, and saying she's not using her crutches, but she's also moving pretty well right now, too. So you really haven't had to deal with the injury other than, you mentioned the ACL, but you really have been kind of healthy during your career then, high school and college?
High school, yeah. I had my first concussion here last year, and then I had another one, this season, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really consider those, you know.
I got you.
Big injuries.
I understand.
But, yeah.
I understand. But, I mean, it shows some toughness that you're able to go and get that. Let's talk a little bit about Variah here in the time we have, because it's kind of ticking away here. Coming from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Twin Cities, Minnetonka. Pretty good high school program, Hopkins High. Obviously, you won 3 state titles, but only 3. How far did you get in your junior year? Do you remember?
That was the year you didn't. I believe it was sectionals.
And in Minnesota, is that different? Because in Illinois, we go regional, sectional, and then super sectional. So what level is sectional in Minnesota? Is that deep into the postseason?
We lost the game to go into the championship.
Okay. So you got a fair distance down the tournament trail.
And you know what? That was a team we beat twice in the season. Last time we played them, we beat them by like 40. So there it goes again. It's hard to beat a team 3 times. So I've experienced it a lot.
That is the mark of a true athlete, because they remember the losses more than they remember the wins. And, that's not a bad thing, because you learn from the losses,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about the family. Sounds like you've got a pretty good support system going on.
Mm-hmm. My brother, he's playing basketball. Well, he took a little time off, but he used to play football and baseball and basketball. So he took off after my dad, because my dad played all 3 sports. And my sister, I think she started playing basketball because she's seen us 2 playing basketball. So she wasn't really as talented as us 2. So I think she's just doing something just to, you know, do her time. And my mom, she's just been baking her butt off. Like, every time I talk to her, Mom, what are you cooking? Oh, I'm just baking a cake. Every time I get on Facebook, I just see cakes down my timeline, you know. So everyone's loving her cakes. And my dad actually took some time off work because he sprained his ankle really bad and he had to get surgery on it. So he's just in a boot now, so he's doing better. So
good luck, Dad.
Yeah.
Good luck, Mr. Livingston. We hope all is well. All right, last question I have for you before we bring Coach back in, talk a little bit about the tournament. What is one thing that that most people don't know about Variah Livingston? Like a hobby or a talent? Or what's one thing that they say, that they would raise their eyebrows?
Right. I like to do makeup, hair, and I'm into fashion. So, like, outside of basketball, you see me and you go, you play basketball? I'd be like, yeah, I do. So, you know, I really enjoy, like, all the cosmetology stuff. So it's what I enjoy, I guess, besides basketball.
Your picture in the media guide and on the website, I can tell. You got that little style going on. You had the bead,
uh-huh.
Maybe a little dread going there.
Yeah.
Too. I liked it. It was a pretty cool look.
Try to do something different, yeah.
V, I really appreciate it. It's been fun to be around you, and I know you're a heartbeat of this team, and we have several And I know you're a big one. You're a big part of the Redbird Pulse. Keep it up. It's so encouraging to know that we are still going to be able to see a lot more of Uriah Livingston. So thanks a lot for the time. Great work this season. You just keep that heart going and lead by example. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
Uriah Livingston, you guys, getting ahead of Redbird basketball at Hoops in the Heartland. And when we come back, we're going to bring in the coach. Here at Hy-Vee Market Grill, Steve Peterson and Melissa Eisenberg, your country financial representatives, as well as Miller Lite, bringing you the Barb Smith Show, and we're back at Hy-Vee after this.
This is Dick Lutke, and this is Sports Talk on the voice of the Redbirds, WJBC and WJBC.com.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Market Grill, Barb Smith Show, WJBC, WJBC.com, our pre-tournament edition, getting ready for Hoops in the Heartland. The website, by the way, to go to the tournament is mvcquadcities.com, and it has all the information. It tells you how you can sit with your school. It also tells you about the all-session ticket packages and how to buy tickets. And so all you need to know about the tournament is at mvcquadcities.com. But we want to take a look at the bracket. Illinois State plays Indiana State. It's the 8-9 game. It opens the tournament at 4 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. The winner will take on top-seeded Drake. The other half of the upper half of that bracket is the 4-5 game, which will be played then on Friday at 2:30, and that is between Southern Illinois and Wichita State. That's a 4-5 game. If when the Redbirds win, they will play Drake at noon on Friday, by the way. So the quarterfinal game will be at noon on Friday when we take on Drake. But first, it's Indiana State, Illinois State at 4 o'clock on Thursday to open up the tournaments. Thank you, Mr. Nick McClintock, for bringing the bracket up even more quickly than any of us in the bracket race here up at the front table. But, all right, what do we got to do against the Sycamores? You talked a little bit about it already. We know what they do. This is going to be the third time, and I like Mariah's attitude about how, hey, they'll go ahead and try to beat us three times, see what happens.
That mentality is what we need. We need to come in there and know that we can win and believe and stay together. And, you know, we're going to hit some bumps in the game and just weather the storms and keep playing through. And I think if we play together, it's like I said at the very beginning, I truly believe in this team. And when we are on, it's fun to watch. It's fun to coach. It's fun to play. And we just have to do that more often than not in a game. And we've got to do that against Indiana State because they're coming in 0-0-2 right now and wanting to win. So they've struggled down the stretch, this team. So I think, in fact, the last time they won, it was our game.
Yeah.
So we want to go in there and kind of we got a little revenge. That was at home here. So we felt like we could win the first time. We felt like we didn't play well at all the second time. And we want to play well against this team.
These are winnable games, and I know they all are winnable games. You don't go out there to play a game that you don't think you have a chance to win. But, my goodness, if there was ever a game that is ripe for the picking, it should be this one against the Sycamores. Don't you think?
And I like what we did in our last game at times. We talked exclusively after the game about just some of the decisions we made and some of the fouls we committed were not smart fouls, and we put them on the line. And that's what really gave them the momentum back, is they were scoring there. They weren't scoring in other places. They were scoring from the free throw line.
How about the rest of the field very quickly? Drake is just kind of, my goodness, they're taking names. They're taking prisoners in their games. They're just really something, and really UNI isn't far behind them right now. It's very interesting to see those top two teams' progression, but just talk overall about the Valley field.
I think Drake has done a fantastic job this year. You know, I think we've talked about this before too, having a Valley team get into the top 25 says a lot about our conference and says a lot about what they're doing there. And so it would be just so much fun for us to beat Indiana State and get to the Drake game and get to play them again, because, you know, in my mind, I always want to play the best anyways. And they're the best in our conference right now, so it would be a fun matchup. It's a great matchup, and they're doing a great job.
Absolutely. It's fun to see the Valley this year. It's been very interesting about how, yeah, Drake ran the table. First time anybody's done it in women's basketball in the Valley, by the way. They went 18-0 with UNI. But it's kind of interesting to see the progression of the rest of the Valley. We talked about that 4-5 game, for instance. Southern Illinois having a nice season. UNI, Tanya Warren just set her school's record for number of coaching victories. And any, you know, chapter and verse, you can go right down the line. Evansville, team we just faced last weekend.
Another very good, very much improved team.
Yeah,
and on a roll right now. And Wichita State's another team that's, oh, yes. you know, coming off a lot of wins right now. So, yeah, I think the conference is getting stronger by the minute, and they've got some great coaching in there, and it's just a fun conference to be in. And for, you know, we're the second oldest conference in the country,
yeah.
And to be able to be in this conference is, I think, it's an honor. There's a lot of tradition here, a lot of history here, and then at Illinois State, there's a lot of tradition and history, and we'd like to go out and, you know, do what our men did this year. They had a great tournament showing. You know, they fell short in the last game, but they've had a great season and a great tournament. We want to be able to play like that. And our guys, they play so hard on defense. And Lori was just talking about this. That's what wins games.
Absolutely, it is. And it's interesting to note, this is big time. It should also be pointed out, the Valley is one of only six conferences in Division I that has a neutral site women's basketball tournament. So this is big time.
Yeah.
So, and we do it at a big time place. So.
The administrators, both in the conference office and around in our universities, have all come together. And, you know, they don't have to do this. They don't have to make this a priority, but they do. And that's what makes it fun to be in this league and in this school. We have great leaders, and they're doing a fantastic job, and it gives us opportunity after opportunity. And, you know, our student athletes may not even know that they this isn't the norm. We have such great opportunity. And this community, I can't say enough about how they have supported the Redbirds in everything, you know. And women's basketball struggling, I get emails daily. I get people, you know, I run into them out in the community, and they're saying, keep with it, keep at it, keep with them. And just there's just so much support. I can't say enough about them.
Final thoughts after this. We're at the Barb Smith Show. Steve Peterson, Melissa Eisenberg, your country financial representatives, and Miller Lite. Sign up for our tournament passes. We're back after this at Hy-Vee Market Grill on WJBC and WJBC.com. Back to just some final thoughts here. We're at the Barb Smith Show, Hy-Vee Market Grill. Coach, big time coming. It's a new start, new finish, good mentality, and a team that we can beat. So let's go get them Thursday.
Yes, come on out. Join us down in Moline. We're going to have some fun down there and hopefully be able to finish our season strong. I know we've got a great group of young ladies who are going to give it everything they have.
And the rally Thursday night after our first round game at Van's Pizza. Details are at GoRedbirds.com. Go sign up. We're going to announce those after. We're presented by country financial representative Steve Peterson and Melissa Eisenberg, and by Miller Lite. We're at Hy-Vee Market Grill. You guys have been great all season long. Thanks for hosting us.
Thank you all.
And that'll do it. I'm Greg Hoblite. Thanks to Nick McClintock and Blake Haas, and we'll see you Thursday in Moline. So long from Hy-Vee.
This is ISU head women's basketball coach Barb Smith.
Drives, cut off, kicks to Stevens. She'll try one and nail it from 17 left of the key.
The Barb Smith Show on the Country Financial Redbird Radio Network has been brought to you by Country Financial Representative Steve Peterson and Melissa Eisenberg, Miller Lite, and your host, the Market Grill at Hy-Vee.
This is ISU head women's basketball coach Barb Smith. Thanks for tuning in.
On The Voice, 1230 WJBC.
And WJBC.com. Go you Redbirds.
This has been a production of WJBC Radio Sports.
Scott Laughlin, mornings and live and local talk all day.
The Voice of Central Illinois.
WJBC AM, Bloomington Normal, and WJBC.com, a Cumulus station.